אביב ישראל שנוסן להם כלי חמדו כמוי שבוי נברא העולם. כי יסי אמר אסלם שבוי נברא העולם שנאמר כי לך הצויב עסק לכם ורויסי על תוי זול בו. איזה זה תפן גיוסי? הרי, אני יודעת. אז זה גיוסי היה לך.
Oh,
possibly the same. That's a sort of problem. There he is. So, in order to tell us the Mishnah, the third level of Chavivus, the Torah, Chavivus of Yisrael that was given the Torah. Okay? We know. We have a lot of words for Torah. One of them is Torah, for example. Here we have to use poetic language, which is, it's all right. Poetic language. Let's call it Kli Chemda. And another thing that's important to tell us, the other piece of information, that without it we wouldn't have the point straight, is to tell us that, you know what you do with this Kli? This is a Kli Chemda. Shaboy Nivra Ha'ilam. Rabbi Shalom created the world with the Torah. Stachel b'raisa over Alma. Rabbi Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and Al-Pi the Torah created the world. This is something explained in many places in Chazal. And the Mishnah here finds the necessity to clarify the Inyan HaChavivus. This final level of Chavivus, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shinos Mehem Kli Chemda, Shaboy Nivra Ha'olam. What is the importance, the particular importance, what is the quality of Shaboy Nivra Ha'olam that's necessary for us to understand the meaning of this level of Chaviv? Okay? Fair. And then we have a Pasuk, which, especially the way it's written here, the Gisa, Kiwi Yisrael Nayaslam Shaboy Nivra Ha'olam, Shenemah, Ki Lecha Toi Masaki Lechem Toi Yisrael Toi Yisrael Yibu. What does it say there? What do you find in this puzzle?
Lecha
Toi. So, Lecha Toi. What does that explain? Which one of the two facts? Lecha Kli Chemda, or Lecha Nivra Ha'olam? Which one does it say there? Either, or it's the third thing?
It says,
If we are to identify and also happy with Rishon and his readers in the one of the kochas that he gave us is in the good. Obviously, we can't go in the entire order, but we in our own world we can go in our own. That the first insight to the thing is that the Indian, the ability to be a burger.
Who has said that in the gospel?
No, in other words, if you want to be successful in the Indian of.
Who said it? Who said there's an Inyan of Bria b'chlal? This pasuk, if we didn't know there's an Inyan of Bria, would we know it from this pasuk?
No.
So then what's the pasuk telling you? The Torah is a davar choshev. It says anywhere in this pasuk that it's never heard of. So what do you mean the pasuk for? What?
Tov.
We mean the pasuk
for the Tov. It's all for Tov.
What does Tov have to be saying?
It's a mice of Tov.
What does Tov relate to?
It's a mice of Kosh Baruch who did something else. Tov didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, so.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, so. It's a very important pasuk. That's why Shlomo Melech said it. Okay. What's the reason why the Mishnah brought it? I mean, I don't get this story.
Yeah,
lead into the next Mishnah.
That's not bad.
It's true.
I thought before.
Very close, eh?
Maybe.
Speak up.
Maybe it shows the Chiva. In the end of the passage says, Nasatil Ham Torso Hazobu. Showing the view of someone, so what Hashem gave to us, that shows the Chibur. Hashem said, how precious it is, but don't leave it. So showing how much Hashem has Chibur for us.
Good. That's a good start. Hear that?
It was good.
That's a good start.
What do you have to say?
So, let's try this. You know, right, so the questions are clear. The answer I hear is something here, something I hear. Let's try. What?
That was the question.
The question is, what is the possibility? If you want to tell me. Well, the Mishnah told us two things about the. That it's Kli Chemza, and that it is the Shnivavah Apostle. And which is Chivi Yisrael Nedas Lem Shabbin Yavah Elam Shenema. He's like a Kli Yisrael Kli Chemza Yisrael Kli Zayi. What is the same as Apostle? What? Here we see that it's Kli Chemza. Here we see... So what? Shinosan Lahem Satayr. So until this pasuk, we didn't know the Shinosan Lahem Satayr.
Guess we didn't.
Tayr Tzivah Lahem Moshe tells us that we're missing Tzukim in Chumash to tell us that the Vashin Nosan Lahem Satayr
the
Klai Yisrael.
They actually
teen an expression of Tiba. Yeah, we're getting places. Huh? We're good. Let's go say that, see if you can answer. Something understanding what's going on here. What? Chaviv and Yisrael Shnas Nam Kli Chad. Chaviv and Yisrael Shnas Nam Kli Chad. Chaviv and Yisrael Shnas Nam Kli Chemdo, instead of telling us Chaviv and Yisrael Shnas Nam Nesu Tayra, said Kli Chemdo. What would we do that for? That's the first question. That's the starting point. Everything else is going to be built on a starting point. That's usually the way it works. Right? First, you have to know what is the subject. Once we know the subject, then generally, everything that you say, if you know what the subject you're talking about, makes sense. If you're not sure whether you're talking mathematics or politics, then the subject and what the different things that you say just might not fit in. So the general idea is when you get such a type of Mishnah and you don't know exactly how things put together, try to find out what the subject is. If you have the subject, and you have a very good possibility of getting the pieces to fall into place. If you get the general outline, you get some, you know, what are we talking about? What's the point that's being made? So the starting point is to understand what would be wrong with saying Chavi Yisrael, Chavim Yisrael, Shnosne, and Nosne Nesetech. Why is that not good? We have a lot of very... Tayyar, first of all, Tayyar, 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 a lot of words for Tayyar, like Tayyar, for example. What do you have to look for a fancy language? What's this Klichem? You want to tell me Chavi Yisrael, Shnosne, Nesetech? So tell me Chavi Yisrael, Shnosne, Nesetech. So we started explaining this last week, and we'll explain it a little better. That Torah, in the basic approach that we're supposed to have to Torah, where's the word Torah, right, has nothing to do with Mishnah. That's not Chavim Yisrael. Chavim Yisrael Shnosne is a Torah is not wouldn't be exact. It would be a misrepresentation of the facts, because Chavivus, as we explained all the last week or two that we've been speaking on this Mishnah, Chavivus is the description of the special relationship of Ava that the Rebbeinu Shem has with Klal Yisrael. We explained last week the Indian of Bonim and Avodim. Just like in Klal Yisrael, we have two words. We have Bonim and Avodim. So the Torah also has two forms. The Torah itself has two forms. The basic form of Torah, just like the basic form of Yachas, of a Nivra to a Bore, is Yira, so too the basic form of Torah is Yira. Torah is Tzivuyim. Torah is Oinchim. Torah is do this and don't do that. The basic primary concept of Torah is Meir Derech. It's teaching us the way. Vadai, that a person is going to put efforts into teaching Darchi Yashon, Levona, Letalmido, Vahuvi. It's true. And it's not going to teach Darchi Yashon, it's not going to put as much efforts into a stranger. That's the certain Torah that the person is Blamde Ben Chaveh Torah Kilo Yoldoi. That already has something to do with that. But the Pashtus of the Indian of Torah is an Indian of Yir. The Indian of Tzivu. The Indian of Avdus. Asher Tzivoni Yishon HaVakon. The basic Kabbalah of Torah had to be Kofalim Hakigigis, even though they already said Nasanishma. They already said Nasanishma. Right? Somebody comes and tells you, here, I want to give you something. Say, fine, great, I want it. So, here, take out a gun. Say, if you don't take it, I'll shoot you. I already accepted it. What do you want now? Right? They said Nasanishma, and then they come and put a Hakigigis on it. What are you doing? What is that? Terence is, since the essence of the relationship, the morality, the basic concept, get from the morality, the basic essence of the relationship of Boya and Nivra, and therefore also the basic essence of what the Boya Shalom giving the Torah to the Nivra, cannot be something inside the Nivra, it has to be something inside the Boya. It's not something that you accept by your free will. It's something that is an absolute necessity. It's a do or a die. It's not extracurricular. It's not something that there's no extra brownie points. It says the Dibros start with Hashem Elokim. Right? Why? Midas Adin, all of it are Dvorim. All of the Aseres HaDibros are Dvorim. Sheyesh Behem Misa. Hashem Oynish Misa. That's why the Gemara says Elai Signa. Right? It's talking about, first and foremost, kidnapping. Because there's Oynish Misa there. Dvorim Koshim Kegidim. The first approach to Torah if it's going to be Torah, is that it's do or die. It's do or die. Like we explained everything until now, the Adam that wants to live Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Vodz Nosan Lefnei Adam, wants to be the form of Adam that's not connected to Shemayim. Yeah, Hashem, you take care of Shemayim, I'll take care of Oretz, right? Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Oretz, Nosem, Tnei Odom. It wants to be an Odom, Mina Adomo, not Edmele Elio, not connected to Milo. That's got to die in order for Torah to be Chal. There's got to be a realization that this is a enforced do-or-die matter that is coming because this reality of Edmund Elion could only be this way. There are goyim in the world. The behem is also in the world. There's trees in the world, and there's bees in the world. There's all kinds of things in the world. And all of those things are no tachlis in and of themselves. All of the things that exist in the world that don't come to the clear existence are only there to serve as background, as backdrops, as assistants, as all kinds of different reasons. Some that we know, some that we don't. The Vaishu needs them. What does he need them for? He has plans, he has reasons. In his master plan, you need all kinds. You need zebras, and you need monkeys, you need 700 different types of monkeys. I don't know why. I don't know why you need 5 billion Chinese either. But you need them. You need them, but not for tachlis. They're not tachlis, they're emsoim. They are a means, not an ends. What are the definitions? The main defining requirement for something to be an absolute tachlis is that it should be absolute. Means can change according to circumstance, according to convenience, according to situation. Right? Ends, if they change according to convenience, then that's not your real ends. If something is the tachlis in itself, it can't be for choice. Free choice cannot apply itself. See, we got it in there. It's coming. Cannot apply itself to that is absolute essence. Right? Something that is the basic necessity of tachlis, what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants in the world, or what he created this whole business for, what he wants, that's not up to us. That goes into what we've explained many times. Ein halacha halacha lika. Finishing is always tachlis. Tachlis, that's the Rebbeinu Shlom's job. Because that's absolute. The tachlis, the end product, the final big bash, what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants out of this whole master plan. That's his. He never gave that over to anybody. But he implanted the tools, the system, how to bring that out in giving us the Torah. That's the idea of Torah he didn't ask us. He's not asking us. And even if you already said you want it, doesn't help. I'm still going to force you. It has to be enforced. Why is it enforced? There's two reasons to have force. Usually we think there's force because if I don't force you, you're not going to do it. The hearers are the exception to the rule. Where the reason why I'm forcing you is not because otherwise you're not going to do it. Because otherwise you're going to do it from your free will. And free will is maybe yes, maybe no. Something that has to be cannot be given over to free will. Tachlis. Final. That devotion didn't give it over to me. That's his. What he did do is that he gave us the Torah, Kofalim HaKigiyas, And he told us that this is the way it is. There's a new reality here, everything that we explained until now. And according to that new reality, these are the rules. And these are the rules, whether you like it, whether you don't, whether you understand it, whether you don't, whether it's easy, whether it's not, whether it goes along your way of thinking, along your grain. Here it is, this is the way it's got to be. That proper approach to the basic approach to key mitzvahs. Number one is haftus. Right? The Rebbe Shlomo is the boss. And the boss said, do this, so you do it. Because he said so. Finish. Nekuda. Either Valtik and Yonim in it, and it'll do good things for you in this world and the next world and everything in between. That's next. That's after. That's all true. Correct. They'll fix you up to insides, and they'll fix you up to outsides, and they'll make the world a very happy place to live in. It's all true, but that's second. It's not the essence of Torah. When you talk about Torah, talking about giving the Torah, in those terms of Torah, that's year. That's a parsha of year, that's not this Mishnah. Plenty of places talk about it, but not this Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to tell us a very special concept of Torah, which is the corresponding element to Bonim. Bonim, Avodim, Torah, Kli Chemda. Avodim were given Torah, Tzivui, Kvefim HaGegigis. You gotta do it whether you like it or not. And if not, then end. This is given. Here, these are the rules. And it's not if not, even you get punished. If not, then you're not. Then it isn't. Because this is the only mitzvah that the Rebbe Shlomo is accepting in his world. The mitzvah of Tachlis is X, Y, Z. Taya mitzvahs. Right. Now you can choose to exist or to cease to exist. But a different form of existence is not up to you. You didn't get, that's no such choice. You can't even take this choice of existence as a choice. It's given to you as a given. Evet. Basically, so that's all Kim of Mitzvahs has to be after. That's Aleph. Haliv Yisrael Shnosnam Kli Chemdo. The Mishnah explains to us the idea of Kli Chemdo. Where do you see it? Where was it brought out? This was brought out in the Shabbat Nivra'ilam. The fact that the Torah was the source of creation of the world, here you hear the Kli Chemdo. Here you hear the Kli Chemdo. It gets a little sticky. It's a little, one a little deep. And the general idea when you get into these kind of things is that if it's clear, you understand it good, and if not, so you'll understand it next time. No. But we'll say it, okay? As clear as I know how. Which isn't very good, but clear as I know how. Okay. Step one. Push it. Simple. Alright? The Bunch of Mona Tachlis. And that tachlis, as we said, Torah, Yira, Avdus, here it's got this the way it's got to be. You do it, do or die. Finish. Right? That's the way it is, boys. Right? Next. But he also created the Emsoi. He also created the path of how the system is going to work to bring out that tachlis. In general, as a big package, that is the essence of the idea of an emsoi as a means is olam hazeh. Olam hazeh is one big means. That's all it is. It's no tachlis. There's no tachlis here. Look all the way around, you won't find anything. This is not the end point. There's nothing here of end. This world is totally a praise dog to get to the chart. It's very, very difficult to remember it all the time. But the more you remember it, the better off you're going to be. Because the essence of this world is means. The whole beginning, the beginning, middle, and the end of it, right? It's temporary. It's lav dafka. Right? There's nothing in this world that is dafka. relative to terms of tachlis. That's why we can be in Golus. We can have tzaddikim lamata v'shoyim lamala, tzaddik v'ra'alo yito. You can have a lot of very weird things. Because zelo tachlis, it doesn't matter. It's only a means. And if it works, according to the Mahalchim, what the Bnei Shem wants, so that works. It doesn't matter. This is not the ikke. It's a means. And if it works, if that's the way it's going to work, then fine. Then it could work. Here's the starting point. This is the world we'll start from. But here, there starts two paths. This is where Bechira starts. The Bnei Shem handed over the world. Oilam chesed yibore. There are two paths. The world, the means have two. There are two ways that you can walk through this world. The Bnei Shem created the world a good way. Oilam chesed yibon. Oilam chesed yibon. All you have to do is continue down the path of chesed. Do that that brings out chesed. Do that that is mashlim the chesed Hashem, and bring it out from the starting point to the end point of the tachlis of Hashem, and it would be a wonderful life. That's the basic way the Bungeon made the world. And all you have to do is a very straight path here. It starts here, goes there, just go right down the path, and it'll be very nice. It'll be very smooth. That it says, I'll keep him close, Odom Yosho. I will hand picture his brain itself. Something got it. There is another path. You don't have to go straight. You can go around, all the way around. Make a big seal. And yeah, I gave it to you straight. Here it is, a great world, beautiful world, wonderful world. Them soy and the tapas are all the same. And all I gave you was the opportunity to come to the greatest chesed. By means of chesed, in Gan Eden, everything straight, beautiful, clear, wonderful, alto, gora. Philip point. But there is another possibility. You may have noticed. There's another thing, it's called ra, or din. You don't have to go down the chesed path. If you want to action eye, you want to go down the rat path, you can do it. The tachlis, you're going to end up the same place. But it's going to be a big difference in the middle. You want to go down the rat path, you want to go there, you can do it. You're going to end up in Auschwitz. You're going to end up in Golos. You're going to end up in the whole parshas of the Zohar. You're going to come out of that and in tachlis. That's going to bring out the tachas, whether you like it or not. Didn't ask you that. But you can go sit ish tachas gafnoi, the ish tachas deinoi, or you can sit in Auschwitz. You can take a choice. Pretty well. The choice and soy? Up to you. That's free will. We'll talk about it. Next mission. We have to get there, right? Amazing. I'm going to put it right there. Unbelievable. Kli chemda. Kli. The Torah, beyond being instruction manuals. When a person gets into the famous muscle, right, of instruction manuals, a person gets into a rocket ship. And instruction manuals. There's no playing around there. That's either you do it this way and you get back home, or you do it your way and you end up in another satellite, right? Around Saturn or something. Okay? You're not going to get back home. It's either this way or not. It's do or die. There's no playing around. It's got to be that way. Instruction manuals are deep. Instruction manuals is this the way it's done, and there's no room here for your personality, for yourself. Self-expression, creativity, yeah, all of that stuff. Right? Don't do that on a on a spaceship. It's just not, you know, you don't do it your way. It's just not the way to do things. There are things you got to do it the right way. Vizehu. That's the way it is. Right? However, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a kli chemda. The Rebbeinu Shlom kli chemda shabod yifor oilam. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world for chesed. By the time we came around to Matan Torah, the world had gone down quite a bit. It was very far off the path. Very far off the path. We ended up somewhere in Yehupitz. Today, Hayosho, we should go straight to Go. Straight from Gan Eden to Olam Haba. Without all of this Go's business. And all of the Auschwitz and all of the other Tzoras and all of the Machlis and all the Shemiach and what goes on in the world. You could have skipped all that. But by the time it came around, the Matan Torah, the world had seriously gone off the straight and narrow path. And it was very far down on the very crooked path. The world, Goyim, physical world, everything was down in the dumps. Down and out. On all levels, everything was so L'chayra, that's it. Now it's straight Auschwitz. Now it's just Yisurin. That's the only thing left, right? Comes along the Torah, and the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us not only Torah, but also gave us Klei Chemda Shebo Yivra Ha'ila. Gave us the Klei Chemda Shebo Yivra Ha'ila. That Koyach of Chesed Gomel that created the beautiful world, not only of Ha'ila Mazeh the way we see it, not only the oranges, the chesed that we still have, portion in the physical world today, but the chesed of Gan Eden, the chesed of Olam Rishon Koni Mechet. That power that brings out the beauty, the warmth, the goodness, the Kli Chemda, brings out all of the Toiv of the world. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us that too. That aspect of the world, that aspect of Torah is called Kli Chemda. It's called Kli Chemda. You can understand the word Kli Chemda in two ways, and they're both true. A Kli, there are two basic forms of Kalim. There are two basic types of Kalim. The standard word Kalim in the Torah means a vessel of containment. A Kli is something that has in it, it's a vessel for containing something more important than contain wine, contain this, contain that, contain the other thing. You have all kinds of different kelim for all kinds of different purposes. But generally speaking, the kli is the means, and the ends is purpose. The opposite is going to be what's in the kli. We're calling the Torah kli chemda. The Torah is the tachlis. Kli chemda. The Torah is the means. We're not talking about the tachlis. The tachlis is not a kli. It's not a chemda. It's a Torah. It's the here we're talking about the Kli Chemda. What's contained in the Kli Chemda? The Torah has in it Kol HaTov, Kol HaChamut, Kol anything that's all that is desirable. That's what means Kli Chemda. This is the Kli that contains the essence of Chemda. Kli Chemda. Is that a Kli? You know, you have a teacup. And you have, it contains tea. And you have this thing that contains that. And the Torah is Kli Chemda. It's a Kli that contains Chemda. What does that mean? It is the means that will bring out all of the desirable food. All of the Ulam Chesed Yibonei, the Rebbeinu Shlom created, thought it was lost. No, it wasn't lost. Here. I'm giving you the whole package back. The whole thing, the whole story, back straight from Gan Eden and further, it's all, everything there. The whole Olam Chesed Yibonei, everything that was used in the original creation of the world before man messed things up, that's also in there. Olam Chesed Yibonei, Kli Chemda Shebo'i Nefer Olam, Ki Lekach Toiv, Nesati Lechem. You bought Toiv in itself. The Toiv, of the Emsoi, we're talking about this world. Okay? Besides Olam Haba, besides the Tachlis, besides all of that. But this world also has two ways. It doesn't have to be bad. There's no mitzvah to suffer in this world. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, please suffer. Forget. Forget. The Torah is not interested in us suffering. The Shechinah, Ma'i Yomeres, suffers terribly. The Ribbono Shel Olam suffers terribly. With Nebuch, he has no choice but to let us suffer. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Not only Olam Haba, we're supposed to have it good. We're supposed to have it good in both worlds. Chai Yisrael, Yisrael Atarach HaShatei HaShvecha Bo'ilam HaZeh V'Tei B'Chor Olam Haba. We don't change off this world for next world. We'll take them both, please. We'll take them both. HaShvecha Bo'ilam HaZeh V'Tei B'Chor Olam Haba. If something goes wrong, if there were problems, so Vada, you know what's Tachlis and what's Emtzoi. Right. That's tachlis. That's no question. We don't have to get there. Call yourself Yishlam Chedech Leilu Ham. That's tachlis. It's an absolute. It's a necessity. Torah, Tarko Yishol Torah, is the derech Hayosho that goes from Gan Eden to Eilu Haba. Straight, without any derech Hayosho. Ki lekach toiv. I give you the toiv. You don't want it? It's a problem. You didn't follow it. You didn't follow it. You decided that you have better ideas. You know better. Right? Tachlis, it's not going to affect. Tachlis, it's going to come out the same. That you didn't give up. But, okay, that's the way you want it. He's got German, so he's got Amalekim, he's got Edomim, and he has Yevonim. There's all kinds of these. Ooh, there's a lot. There's Machlis, and there's a whole list of, there's a whole Torah. It's all there. The Rosh Hashanah, no secrets. He told it in advance, 2,000 years. He spelled it out, like, pretty, very clearly. You want to go the other way? That you want different means. They exist. Yeah, Vadai. To bring out such a big Tachlis, either you're going to have extremely good means, or you're going to have extremely bad means. There's not going to be any washy-washy. You're not going to come out of stam. Isn't going to bring out big things. Right? The tachlis, this big, huge tachlis the Rosh Hashanah created, it's either going to be from extremely good means, the essence of toiv, kilekach toiv masat lechem, or it's going to be very, very bad. Kesheim oilim oilim ad shemayim, kesheim yodim ad ha'oretz. Nimshalu le'ofa ha'oretz, shekulam dorichin aleyem. The pits, the end one. Because there are two ways. But it's not going to be any wishy-washy. It's not going to be any not bad. Not bad. Both in Chloe, you're talking about not one particular day. It's either and then it has all of the tremendous brachas there. Or in the But then the whole Teichach, that's it. It's either this way or that way. Because there are two sets of means in the world, and you can take your pick. You can take it, free will. Take your pick. You want Chaim? Bakasha. You want Mogos? It's a possibility. You can choose that if you want. You want Toif? Okay. Well, we spoke about this, right? That choice. That's the basic choice. Chaim or Mogos. And Toif, Bera. You can have it whatever you want. Have which one you want to take. Take your pick. Chavivin Yisrael Shenosin Hem Kli. I wasn't planning on it. What's to have me? Why do you have to warn me? The pshat is, Toyrosi is talking about the chelek, that's the etzem ha-toyer, which is avdus. And avdus is something difficult. It doesn't always come easy. And we don't always ask you if it's convenient. You went to sleep 3 o'clock in the morning, you still have to get up to say Kriya Shema B'Zman. I don't care how tight you are. Such a p'tu. Nobody asked you whether you are. Nobody asked you. It's convenient. It's not convenient. Person makes some money, you have to give advice. But it's hard, you know. You need it. I have a hard time at the end of the month. Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you. They didn't ask you whether you want to, you don't want to, it's easy. I'm not that type of a person. I'm like a private bookworm type, you know? People, they're a problem. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you alone. You can't say, oh, I'm not that type. I'm not going to leave you alone. There was. So going can go a little rough sometimes. Go against the grain. It can be difficult. There isn't serious in the world. So there could be a havimina, a hazel. What is the feeling that a person has when he gets done? Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. It's like a lazo. Tazovoti. Tazovoti. What? A real Ebed, right? So the Pasuk tells us, Ki lekach toiv nesat lechem. Toivos in Al Tazoviv. You know what I gave you? True. I didn't ask you whether it's something, but it's no, the emes. Kli chemdo, shavon nivu, shemayin vod. Kli chemdo, lekekach toim nisat lechem. As a toy self as a vishma. Not on every day are we able to come into the push, contact with the lekach toim. There are many series in the world. Avon avinu, everything, Baltic, the whole world, Ma'amilim is a melech. Finally has his one child that he's been waiting for 100 years. Maybe we should go tell him to Shechten. There goes all Tachlis, and there goes all of his dreams of building a better world, and there goes everything against everything that he's been preaching for all of his life. Like it wasn't a very pleasant situation. It wasn't exactly Where do you get the chizuk from? Where do we have a klach? The chizuk to stand up against all of the difficulties that life can bring. The Baruch Shem tells us of bonai atem. Someone looking at bonai to you, klichemdo. The Baruch Shem says all of the toiv, everything, the whole package, the whole story. He gave it all to us. It's all you got it in your pocket. You don't see it right now. Trust me. What do you say? You want to have it good? I guess. Forget about it. I'm going to have it tomorrow. Right? But you want to have it good in this world. You want to have it good. You want to live a good life. I gave you all of the toys. I gave it to you on a silver platter. Here it is. The whole thing. Call Gan Eden. The whole. You don't have to wait for them, have it. You can have a Gan Eden. I don't have it. This is one of the things that drives the Goyim crazy, and all other forms of anti-Semites. How is it that this downtrodden, beaten up, discriminated, killed, robbed, and then comes Shabbos and B'nai Melochim? Where's that smile from? What can I think about the thing? Why are you still laughing? So they understood, and it'll be correctly, that we laugh at them. We sit from our thrones of the name of Allah, and laugh off the whole business. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. You go, you don't come anywhere near. Doesn't matter. Do whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Where's the koyach of Klal Yisrael Simcha? Where's the Simchas Chaim of Klal Yisrael? That's whoever it is. They danced into Auschwitz, and there are many, many thousands of Yidden danced into the gas chamber. Are you crazy? they're totally insane from the pain and things. So they forgot. They didn't know where they're going. No, they knew exactly. They knew exactly where they're going. You guys, you think you have it good? And we can take Auschwitz and turn it into a Rekiva. Even when we're all the way down in the pits, right? We're down middle of the Teichacha in its worst form. You can't touch us. You can't touch us. You can't put me down. It can never be down. Didn't you know they have the animal? I have a kid, we had this little, I don't know if guy you call it, punching ball or something. Yeah. The more you knock it down, the higher it bounces back up. What's it called? Punch it back. Yeah. Cry so. Can't knock us now. that you can do. The more you knock us down, the quicker we bounce up. The higher you knock us down, the higher we jump up. Yeah, it doesn't help. Shunning. As it should have always. They tried everything. Doesn't help. Not only doesn't help, it makes it worse. From the show, from the Askel, the more you try to get us down, the more we go up. Where does it come from here? The Mishnah explains, because the Torah gave us everything in all one package. The Chom Torah, didn't ask you. You do like it, you don't like it, doesn't help. You gotta do it. These are the rules. If not, I'm not. Sham Deik Vas. But do you think you gotta suffer from that? Look at any place where you have Yidden that are Yachasi to the generation, Shreem Yotayim Mitzvahs. The Yachasi to the generation, Mamidin Bal Mamidin, the Oisk Yotayim Mitzvahs, Loim De Yotayim. Walk out of any Shia. Go to Yeshiva and stand at the door when both of them walk out of the Shia. You see the whole world being, all that, except for the ones who slept to the Shia. Right? Anybody listen to the Shia, all of you. Every time. Go ahead. They were yelling and they're screaming and it's yes and no and it's crazy and it's stupid. When they walk out, that's all you can say. It's all that. You let go of the you decide to come to Israel. You see, it works. It's what you can see. You say, live a good life. Laugh at the guys with the riches. Oilum Chesed and Bonin. The Bonin Shem created the world in the high, in the top, in the good room. Kuli Chesed. You don't have to get to Ra'al Chal. There was no Ra'al in the world. It was all only in potential. But in actualization, the Bonin Shem didn't bring any Ra'al into the world but oil. Only man can do that. It's free will. We can destroy ourselves if you wish. Right? We can make ourselves suffer. Right? And the man did a pretty good job of it. Throughout history, they've been self-destructing themselves in a way. But the Rabbanim Shalom, the Olam Chesed Yibon, the Rabbanim Shalom created a world that not only the Tachlis is Kulei Tov. You don't have to wait for the Tachlis. The Mitzrayim are also Kulei Tov. The way, the path, is Kulei Tov. The path is Kulei Tov. You want a different path? There is another path. You want to down reaction? I mean, there is a different path. If you cook the soup, you're going to eat it. You want to go down the other path, so that path is headed straight to Golduz, Auschwitz, Teichachal, Gehenna. You want it? You can go. It's open. The door is open. Just walk through. Nobody's going to stop you. Okay. Shus and soon. You can go that way if you want. Chayim v'amodes. So b'chayit v'chayim. There are two choices. But I'm telling you, this is a better way. Chayim chesed yibon. The chesed godol gomor there of creation of the world, of everything that goes into the creation of the world. Not only in today's form, which also there's tremendous unbelievable chesedim in the world. Right? But the chesed that the Bereishit created before man messed things up. The beauty of the world, the quality of the world, the quality of life the Bereishit gave us. For the time being, Gav Olam Hazeh, until we get to Olam Haba, was Kula, he was Gan Eden. Posh, he's going to keep Ruta, he's Gan Eden. That's what he put in Adam. The old Kula Shomor, we're Gan Eden. So we lost Gan Eden, the physical Gan Eden, the situation of Gan Eden. We got into the dumps. We got very far down. We were in Mitzrayim, Vodim. It was like pretty rough. But what happened? The Bereishit gave us all of that Toiv, the original Toiv, the whole package, everything, the whole school. It's all there. You can choose that. In B'chokhoisai Tegleichu. Torah doesn't mean suffer in this world in order to get to the next world. Torah means live a good life in this world to get to the next world. There's no fight between the neshama and the guf. It doesn't have to be. You can choose it that way. It doesn't have to be. You have the neshama and the guf together dance through us. They eat the suda together. Shiyantiv, we eat suda together. The guf and the neshama together. Right, the other one is, you can have, it's light, you can't go into it, we'll leave it with just this one.
The key itself is
no. We'll leave it. What you care from the law. Just finish off. The Ur Chaim brings a Gvalta Gibshat. Person to exist, the Benyan also was Maramas to it, other Vishayim also Maramas, but he says it clearly. A person has to walk down this world knowing both sides of the formula. He has to know Mayin Boso, Tipusucho, Lanata Oilech, Kevin. Semiata also Litain Din Vecheshbon, Snemel Machem Lochi. That's on the one side. That corresponds to the Avodin, to the Tayyar side. I don't know, there's no jokes for this. You're a piece of dirt, and you better do something with your life. Because if you're not, you're going to go back to dirt, and then you're going to have to give a divichesh to the big boss. Against each one, the Mishnah here is telling us the corresponding opposite number. The whole, okay? But you also tell another key. You also tell another key. Bonim. Mokoi. To the Kevra. Bonim Atem Hashem Lakechem. Explain that. Al Mogas. Explain that. Lois is great. You're not moved by Mogas. Doesn't move you. Passes way below you. No, again. Not, even though you have to go. Even if you're the mice, you go through the process. No, even Movis doesn't. Not the end of the world. Even Movis is not the end of the world. Even Movis is not. What are you getting carried away for? Lo Yisus Kuy to do. Bonim Atem Hashem. Barat Ha'olim. Bonim Atem Hashem. Thimi Atah also Din L'Cheshboim. You know, what happens? We always assume Din L'Cheshboim, you're going to come out Loto. No, Mi'amah. You're going to come out Loto. Revelation gave us the Torah. Klichem v'msat l'chem. Kilei katoi v'msat l'chem. Rosi yitzor, nachor. Rosi tayo tabo. Revelation gave us Klichem to Ashrecha v'elon. Why did he give us Ashrecha v'elon? Zer v'tayu l'chu v'elon. V'adai, b'soifo yishol kol ha'yomim is going to be the Yom Hadin ha'gol v'anoyo. And then everybody's going to see what Klai Yisrael is. We're going to come out on top. As a Klai for sure. Even the Protein. The tzaddikim, Klai Yisrael, Torah, Kichlembo, going to be bolur, l'chol eini kol ha'amim, what Klai Yisrael is. Kol the psukim, all the psukim. Chol, you have to stand in din. But din is scary if you're afraid you're going to lose. But din is the highest form of chesed when you're going to win. You're going to come out on top. That's going to be the, like we spoke about many times, the Makabal the Chesed Bedin. Not the. You didn't have the Tachas of the whole world. The Tachas of the whole world is to be able to stand in Din and come out on top, to be Zoycha Bedin. Rotza Yikosh Bocho Lezachas Yisrael, Vahikach Yerbalem, Teiru Mitzvahs. The Kli Chemdo, the Rishon gave us Teiru Mitzvahs. The Rishon gave us Chach Toif. He gave us the toiv, he left a toiv, it's not Elohim. It's going to end up good. There can be in the ensoyim, in the process, there may be some difficult stages. If there were some problems in the middle, if you went the other direction, you could end up in Auschwitz. No problem. Why do people dance into the gas chamber? Because Auschwitz is only a difficulty in the ensoyim. But the tachlis of Auschwitz is the exact same tachlis as Kli Chemda. The tachlis, and it ends guaranteed. if you're going into the gas chamber, where are you heading? You're heading to death. You're heading to Olam Haba. We're heading to permanent toiv in the highest form. That's why they dance, didn't they? Can't you? You're hurting me. You're giving me the greatest present. Absolutely, 100% guaranteed. Mea chud. Right, top of the line standard. You should. Kill me, a Kiddush Hashem. It's the biggest chesed you can do. You're going to get paid for it. They're going to pay because they didn't. You know, we danced in. We're going from the Emsoi to Tachlis. Right? The Emsoi was painful, it was difficult, but now we're coming where the Emsoi is going to bring us to the Tachlis. Tachlis is always tough. Tachlis is always tough. It's just like we can dance into the chuppah, we can dance into the gas chamber. Because the Tachlis is for sure tough. Sometimes we have to suffer. Sometimes we don't see the tough. Sometimes there were problems all the way. Sometimes we lost the Hagosha of Bonim. Sometimes there's Mis in the world. Sometimes there's Zoynish. Sometimes there's all kinds of things. So even when you're down, even when it's difficult, even when you're under an Asayim, you're like a Toyim, Nesati Lechem, Toyisi, Al, Toyisov.